call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. You will be glad you did. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these 3 stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you again for joining us on Let's Face the Issues today. Looking forward to your dialogue and discussion on the very important, serious issue that we're talking about, that is treason in the White House. We're not talking about the Trump White House. We're talking about the Barack Hussein Obama and the autopen Biden White House, and who led the coup to overthrow the American governmental system, the election system, our constitutional republic. And perhaps you're listening today as a Christian, as a conservative, you're saying, why should we be concerned? Why should we be interested? Ladies and gentlemen, just reflect back for a moment. What do you think's been happening for the past 10 years or so with Barack Obama and Joe Biden as president? We've seen the greatest intrusion into our religious liberties, our freedom of speech, our Bill of Rights in general. We've seen the greatest increase in the reduction of morals, ethics, and values in our nation under the leadership of Barack Obama and Joe Biden. We have witnessed the morals and ethics and values in plummeting as a result of their hatred, as I call it, for anything that's called morals, ethics, and values. We witnessed the prosecution of Christians just because they'd go in front of murder clinics called abortion clinics and hold their Bibles and pray. We've witnessed where we've had Christians' homes broken into and searched by the Gestapo with thugs with badges under the leadership of Biden and under the leadership of Barack Hussein Obama, because they disallow, and refuse to recognize our rights under our Constitution. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe that we need to understand that we are watching today, even with this being revealed, the legacy silence. In fact, I'm looking at a headline, Legacy Media Outlet's Largest Silent on Tulsi Gabbard's Bombshell Obama Administration Claims. Let me read a paragraph. Tulsi Gabbard sounds the alarm on the Obama-era cabal, treasonous, listen, she's using the term, treasonous conspiracy against Trump. The National Intelligence Director Tulsi Gabbard suggests last week the intelligence was manufactured, listen, intelligence was manufactured and publicized and politicized by the most powerful people in the Obama administration in 2016, and Americans will finally learn the truth. But legacy media, that is ABC, NBC, CBS, etc., 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 didn't take the announcement particularly seriously. Gabbard declassified the documents, revealing overwhelming evidence that demonstrates how, after President Donald Trump won the 2016 election against Hillary Clinton, then President Barack Obama and his national security team laid the groundwork for what would be a year-long Trump-Russia collusion probe. ABC News and NBC News failed to cover the story on air through Sunday, according to a search of the transcripts using the searching the media. CBS News addressed the story Sunday on Face the Nation when anchor Margaret Brennan asked Representative Jim Himes, Democrat of Connecticut, if there is a legal basis for prosecution. Himes told CBS viewers that Gabbard peddled a dangerous lie. Listen to what the Democrats are saying and the secular socialist Marxist media are saying. That what Gabbard is saying is peddling a dangerous lie that has no basis for prosecution. End quote. When you start, this article finally says, when you start throwing around language like treason, somebody will get hurt, Himes said. There's not a judge in the land that will treat this with anything other than pure laughter, end quote. That's what they're expecting. That's what they expected, they, the Democrats, expect to happen. That'll be just simply mocked and laughed at. Will not be viewed as credible, will not be viewed as anything called honorable or needing to do something. I believe I have Jim on the line. Jim, go over the question or comment, please.
Good afternoon, Dr. Youngblood. How are you?
Great. I hope you are.
Doing well. Treason might, now, don't get me wrong, what Biden, Obama, Clinton, all of those individuals did is completely wrong. But if this ever goes to a court or to a judicial to be adjudicated there, treason is probably not a good call. Typically, treason involves betrayal during wartime, like Benedict Arnold. Sedition, however, is just as bad. But it doesn't involve wartime. It involves, another example of sedition would be Genet. Look up the Genet affair. Mm-hmm. So sedition would probably be the more safer prosecution than treason. But that's just my opinion of the way I see it now.
Jim, let me jump in a moment, and I'm looking at from the U.S. Code what treason is called, and let's touch on a point. I'd love to have your opinion. Whoever owing allegiance to the United States, comma, levies war against them, or adheres to their enemies, giving them aid and comfort within the United States or elsewhere, is guilty of treason and shall suffer, didn't say maybe or could, shall suffer death or shall be imprisoned not less than 5 years and fined under this title by not less than $10,000. So my question is, where this states very clearly, levies war against them or adheres to their enemies. Now, how would you couch that? How would you interpret this based on what we see?
Well, the sentence as a whole, so you've got war, then comma, then they're talking about enemies. So they're talking about an enemy against the state there. Typically, those are foreign powers. Sedition, then, if you look down further within that same law, sedition is within the government, a rebellion against the government by either naturalized or citizens of the government. So one interprets exterior government and one interprets interior members of the government or the nation. And that's just the way I've always saw it, but it's hard telling with lawyers.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that I'm vitally concerned about, and Tulsi Gabbard is not a dummy, and I'm not saying that she has the final say-so, but I've read probably two or three dozen articles where she is the key component in the article. And she's used the manufactured intelligence term. She's used the term treason, and carrying out treason or acts of treason or conspiracy. Treasonous conspiracy is usually the term she uses. I'm looking at a headline. There must be indictments. Tulsi Gabbard details treasonous conspiracy directed by President Barack Obama. And so that's my hook. That's the thing that I'm swinging from. And I'm concerned about that being used if it is not vitally recognized. In fact, President Trump just said that when he said something to Obama about Obama, listen to what Trump says and I'll get your take on it. President Trump calls for Obama's arrest with jaw-dropping Truth Social post after Tulsi Gabbard claimed ex-president was behind the year's coup. President Donald Trump appeared to call Barack Obama to be arrested after spy chief Tulsi Gabbard claimed the former leader was behind the years-long coup against him. Tulsi Gabbard, the head of the DNI, declassified hundreds of documents relating to the investigation of the alleged Russian interference in the 2016 election. She claimed the emails revealed a conspiracy, now she's using that several times, by Obama and an attempt to subvert Trump's win by using manufactured intelligence to make it seem like the bad actors may have influenced the results. Their goal was to subvert the will of the American people and enact what was essentially years-long coup with the objective of trying to usurp President Trump's fulfilling his mandate bestowed on him by the election of the people. She's already produced and put out now, I believe it's 115 documents. So there's about 1,000 more to go. So, Jim, I want to ask you two brief questions and let you respond to it. Should we as Christians and conservatives, as Americans in general, should we be concerned about what has happened and where this goes? Should we be concerned about how it will be handled? And I believe the basic question that I have, should there be a commission set up to study it, or should the House and the Senate handle it?
That is over my lifetime. I cannot tell you the number of special prosecutors and commissions and committees that have been formed to address issues. My earliest recollections were of Bart Starr, some of those things that were in the early 80s there that were just went on and on and on and produced no results.
That's right.
I do have a question to ask you, though, sir. I've listened to some of the interviews with Tulsi Gabbard. She's absolutely doing the correct thing, but I've heard her use the words coup and bad actions, but I have never heard her use the word treason. I've heard reporters use the word treason, and I'm wondering if it's conservative reporters or reporters that are trying to drum up, you know, views using that word.
Well, I've read probably two or three dozen articles directly quoting Tulsi Gabbard, and she's used the term conspiracy and treasonous conspiracy and treason probably two dozen times, her own words.
Okay.
So I'm convinced in my mind that she is... I don't think she's just willy-nilly flipping words around and making accusations. I believe there are things in there that she has already seen that's not been produced now and handed over to DOJ that will verify what she's saying. I don't think she would make those statements and tread on thin ice to be shot down in the future, legally speaking. That's my opinion. But, Jim, here's okay. The question, and then we'll let you go and take other callers. But I'm concerned about the silence. I've seen these events like this too many times in my lifetime, and I'm still under 100. I've seen too many times where preachers, Christians, churches will not take a stand. And my personal opinion is because of silence in the pulpits for 70-plus years, I believe that's brought us to where we are today. What say you? What are your thoughts?
I believe that the church... the leaders of the church are not standing forward for God's word, but I also believe that we've got a nation that's fallen away. As an individual churchgoer, you know, you have to be involved in God's word, and if you're not involved, then you're open for all sorts of buggery from different. Outside influences there, and you're trying to fill that hole in your heart, and what you might fill it with is not going to be God's word. So,
absolutely, I say if you're not in the Word of God, where you're not sipping on the Word each and every day to know what the Word says, you will embrace what the world says, and that's what I see has taken place in the Christian church and Christian community in the past 70 years, and I'm concerned about it, and I'm prayerful that as we see these things unfold, that Christians, pastors, churches will take a stand for truth and will stop sitting in silence. Jim, thank you so much for your call. for your input, sir. And God bless you today. I believe Derby's on the line. Derby, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, I would like to disagree with Jim. Treason is treason. It is defined as the crime of betraying one's country, typically by attempting to overthrow the government or aiding its enemies. Mm-hmm. And that is what Obama and Biden have done, period. We don't have to look at the Constitution. In plain English, they betray their own country by helping the enemy, aiding and abetting the enemy. And that's it. Why argue anymore? Let's prosecute them, let's arrest them, let's try them for treason, and the death penalty is the punishment for treason.
Well, I'm in full agreement with you, absolutely. Now, here's a two-pronged question. Should we have some type of special prosecutor set up to investigate it, or should the House and the Senate do their job? I believe that when you have pass it on to a commission or to a special prosecutor, you as a representative or as a senator, you're saying, I don't want my fingerprint on that, so I'm going to let somebody else do it. And all that's going to do is put it in the closet for 2 to 3 years. And by the time the truth is finally settled, we will not have any rational reason to wonder about it, worry about it, or do anything with it. That's the first question. Should we have a special prosecutor? Secondly, should we look at it on the basis that if this is what we're finding now, what do we have at the present time that's still embedded in these three-letter thugs with badges organizations? How should we view it?
Well, I'd rather it be the Justice Department, the Attorney General, the one to prosecute, period. No commission, no special counsel.
Yes.
Like that. That takes too long and it's a waste of time, as has been proven by the Mueller report and the Durham report and all those reports that nothing came of them.
Well, Derby, that opens the door for a question that I've hypothetically asked. In the Durham report and in the Mueller report, if these documents are real, and I believe they are, if they were already there and just had not been pulled out of mothballs, and I believe they were, why is it that the Mueller report couldn't find this? Why is it that the Durham report couldn't find this? Durham report, we spent about $10 million in about 3 years. The Mueller report was about 2.5 to 3 years and almost $40 million, and yet none of this was found. Why, in your opinion?
Because too many Republicans are no different from Democrats. Mm-hmm. They're worthless hypocrites, and they are part of the deep state. I have no respect for the Republican Party in general. Now, Trump is different. He's not the Republican Party. He's Trump, a pro-American, Christian, virile white male. And so I'm tired of all the critiques against Trump. I would like to make America Christian again, too.
Absolutely. That's so vital for us to understand. And, Derby, I believe that there's an underlying element that most Christians, most churches, most pastors are not grasping. We have a falling away and apostasy in the religious world, the Christian world today. We have Christians that are still being persecuted and prosecuted today by some of these three-letter agencies that's out there that Trump is wanting to squelch, to stop, and to control, but it's still there. Recently, I read an article where a 9-year-old lad took the position of having a Bible verse, quoting a Bible verse. He was summarily suspended from school because of that. Had one where a young man in his class was, I think, sixth or seventh grade, that said that he was for Donald Trump. He was suspended because of saying that publicly in the classroom. We have a major denigration of morals and ethics and values, and I don't believe it will do anything but be exponentially increased unless we do something about the prosecution of these that are behind it and these that have done this dastardly deed. Derby, I've got one other thought I want your take on. Senate Judiciary Committee drops a bombshell on FBI's Clinton cover-up, declassified, released long-hidden Clinton annex to the public. The U.S. Senate on the Judiciary has released a scathing statement exposing the FBI's failure, if not outright refusal, to properly investigate Hillary Clinton's illegal use of a private email server, etc., etc. It's a very long article. It goes back to Clinton's 33,000 emails that she erased, goes back to her illegal activities, goes back to the fact that she should have been prosecuted and found guilty and put in jail. But James Comey, the FBI director at the time, said no prosecutor would go forward with prosecuting. Therefore, everything was dropped. Is this part and parcel of the Obama puppeteer's work and what he was doing? Is he responsible? Is he the key person, or should we just look to these agency heads?
Well, Obama is the key, and then along with him, we prosecute everyone connected to Obama and the Democrat Party. The Democrat Party is the enemy within, and the Republican Party are the accomplices within. So let's take action. Unless you punish the enemy, which is the traitors, the Democrat Party, and get rid of them, they'll do it again and again. So why waste time and put them in prison and then the next president will set them free? No, they need to be eliminated for treason, and that is the punishment. We cannot be nice all the time and stupid.
you're exactly right. And I have said so many years now that the Democrats are vicious. They are absolutely wild in their prosecution, their persecution, and their, craziness. And it seems that when Republicans are in charge, have the opportunity to correct and right wrongs, they do not have the tenacity, the backbone, the spine, to go forward with, because they don't want to be accused of retaliation. I don't call it retaliation. I call it absolutely, and it's not retribution. It is simply doing what is right. That's my opinion. What say you?
I don't care what you call it. Retribution is good enough for me. Justice is good enough for me. Doing the right thing is good enough for me. Let us punish the wrongdoers, the criminals. Unless you punish them, they'll do it again. And again, justice is punishing the criminal and compensating the victim.
Absolutely. That's what
that you
be.
Don't have justice in this country. We need to compensate all the people that have been attacked by the Biden and Obama administration. And Trump should do a blanket pardon to anybody accused by the Obama and Biden three-letter word agencies.
Absolutely. You touched on it. I was about to say that. We have dozens of people that were prosecuted and persecuted and bankrupted that were in the Trump orbit just because they were part of his orbit. They were persecuted and prosecuted. General Flynn being one of them, and Roger Stone, Rudy Giuliani, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I believe, as you said, every one of them needs to be restored. They need to be compensated. They need to have their records expunged so that they will be proper citizens again. But let me close with one statement. My opinion, everyone that was involved in this coup, and that's another term that Tulsi Gabbard has used, this coup, this treasonous conspiracy, everyone that has a fingerprint on that, in my most humble opinion, you can call it treason, you can call it conspiracy, you can call it a coup, whatever you want to call it, they need to have their American citizenship summarily canceled and turn them loose, but with no citizenship. I believe that is the proper punishment to restore hope and trust and faith in the American governmental system for the citizens. I believe that's the only thing that will give vindication for what has been done, because I don't believe anybody will ever go to jail. I just don't believe it. I don't believe anybody will be properly prosecuted. So I believe the major, major thing, find them guilty. Everyone had the thumbprint on it with Obama and his persecution and prosecution and undermining the Constitution, and let it be settled in that. Derby, thank you so much for your call, and God bless you as we keep looking up. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's just do a brief overview of what the Obama administration did and what they were doing and why they were doing it. Number one, ladies and gentlemen, they created what was called the Steele dossier. Now, perhaps you have not heard that before, but it's called the Steele dossier. And that Steele dossier was where Steele, his last name, had supposedly contacted and investigated Russia, Russian people, and Putin, and found major evidence that Donald J. Trump was a puppet of Putin. And he fabricated out of whole cloth what was called the Steele dossier. When it was first looked at by the FBI and others in the three-letter thugs with badges organizations, they recognized that it was not real, not right, could not be verified. And so it was the whole group of investigation and intelligence was put together, went to Barack Hussein Obama. This is what we found. And his statement was, in essence, I'm not satisfied with that. You need to go back and bring me another report. So they went back, brought another report. Another report said the dossier, Steele dossier, is real. Never mind the fact it was bought, paid for, ordered by Hillary Clinton and the DNC. Never mind that. We're going to call it valid. And so all of the 302 forms that is going through the application with the FISA court to be able to get wiretaps, telephone taps, investigation, listen to citizens, etc. James Clapper said on national television on one of the occasions and was interviewed, have you or your organization been guilty of listening to eavesdropping on the citizens in America? And he wrestled with it for a fact, looked down at the table for a while, rubbed his forehead, and he looked up at the camera and says, not wittingly. Not wittingly. That's a lie. He knew that they had, and all of this was orchestrated by Barack Hussein Obama. He was the chief honcho. He was the one sitting at the table. He's the one that's telling all of the investigatory agencies as to what to do and how to do it. The false manufactured Russiagate claim was ordered by Barack Hussein Obama, and as I said a moment ago, paid for by Hillary Clinton and the DNC. It was designed to prevent Trump from being elected in November 2016. They failed, and so they dug in deeper and started, they leaked the information of the so-called Russiagate information to the media, the legacy media. The media then, 24/7. 24/7. That's all they could talk about was Trump, who was a Putin puppet. He was attached to Russia. Russia was going to Russia's the one then that helped him get elected. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, I've got documents on my desk that are proof that Russia, Vladimir Putin, wanted Hillary Clinton to be elected. It was the very opposite of what was real that was reported as being what Trump was doing and what Putin was doing, was trying to get Putin, Trump elected. Ladies and gentlemen, what the Democrat, Socialist, Marxist, Communist Party is saying, they're making accusations and claims, and they're doing the very thing that they're saying that Trump has done, that Trump is guilty of. The bottom line is, ladies and gentlemen, I really believe that treason took place out of the White House. Treason took place at the direction of Barack Hussein Obama. Treason is real. Conspiracy is real. And I believe it was a coup to overthrow the American constitutional system. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. Tune in tonight at 11 for a replay of today's Let's Face the Issues broadcast on WBOB AM 600 and 101.1 FM. Yeah.